One simen ayin reish beis siv zayin. Shimre yayin. The person took the sediment of wine. Oichal tanem, or he took the bits together with the skins. Shenosan aleihem ayim, and he poured water on them. And through this process, he extracted from the pits and the skins and the shmarim wine. Zimroi levoichol of boire priyagofen mekachim olov. So from here's the qualifications that you can make a boire priyagofen. So it's kosher for kiddush. Vayin lelsem en reish dalet the sivhei. And there it says that we need the same ratio that we need by Meziges Hayayin, that Bizman Chazal, there was one part wine and four parts, and then three parts water. That's the Shir Mezige, and that is sufficient to give it a Shem Yayin by Chalcanim and Shmorim. Steve Ches, Mekachim Al Yayin Mevushol. One is permitted to make kiddush on cooked wine. Number one, val yayin sheyesh boi dvash. Another case, if there is wine that has an additive of honey, it is not pure wine. We added honey to the wine, to the contents of the wine. So this is kosher for kiddush. This is the first day. V'yesh oimrim, and others hold, shein mekadshim aleihem, that one is not permitted to be mekadish on these two wines, cooked wine or wine that has additives added to it. So we have 2 days. The Mechaber Gufe would seem he paskin like the first day because he says v'yesh oimrim, others say, but it would seem that he is neitim according to the first day. Hagor and the Ramah says v'haminig lekadish olav. The minig is we are mekadish on yayin mevushel. We are mekadish on wine that has sugar or other additives added to it. Afilu yesh lo yayin acher. Afilu he has other wine, and the other wine, it was not cooked. The other wine does not have any additives. The minig is we make kiddush on yayin mevushel or yayin sheyesh bei dvash. If rak she'ein toiv k'moy ha'mevushel or sheyesh bei dvash. That means if the taste of the mevushel dika wine or the wine with the additive of dvash tastes better than the other wine, so then the minig is we rely on the first daya, and we use this wine to make kiddush on. If the two wines are equal, so then the Ramah holds that why should one go into a machlekes if the second day you hold that it's possible a kiddush and there's no maile over the mevushel dika wine, so then one should zicha be mahada and drink the wine that is not mevushel. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hayayin mevushel svuralei dal yedei kol ze ein mishtane hayayin ligreyuso. They hold if you cook the wine, it does not in any way take away from the quality of the wine. That it does change the wine. when you cook wine, a chelik of the alcohol leaves the wine, and they hold it. It's a yayin galua. It's an inferior wine. And the second day you hold, vafilu beir priyagov neim evoichen aleihem. They hold that this grayus is so great that it doesn't even have a shame yayin. So you don't even make a beir priyagov. Elo shahakel. That is by yayim mevushel. Sheyesh boi dvash, or wine that has an additive of honey. Kigoin kunditun. Kunditun was a type of wine that they added to the contents of the wine. Shenase miyayin udvash upupalim. It was a wine that there were different ingredients added to the wine. Vafilu im nishtane taime vereche al yedeze, even though it has a different taste. But the first day holds, this is not a problem. And the second day, hold shame mekachin aleim, afilu mein nosem beidvash kolshehu. Afilu a person put a minute amount of sugar or honey. Voison, the second day hold this kosher. Voison anoshim shemesimin meidvash biyayim. They add, they dissolve honey and they put it into the wine. Lematek to sweeten it. I mesimin shom sukel. They put sugar in the wine. So according to the second day, yesh lahachma lefi dvorov. Now in this issue he brings down, we have here yayin mevushel is a machlokes. According to the second day, it is possible. The shaila is, what you have wine that was pasteurized? Is this called the mevushel? Now this is a negeya in Hilchis Yayin, but I mean what bracha to make, if it's kosher lekiddush. It's also negeya in Hilchis Stam Yenom, if a goy will touch the wine, if it's called Yayin Mevushel. Now, he brings down over here that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that pasteurized wine, legabi the shaila of Beire Priyagofen and kosher lekiddush, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it is zicher good. That's what brings down to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo, which I couldn't find this. The leader he said, I did find that Rav Eliashiv says clearly that it's no good. He says that if you have pasteurized wine, according to the second day, it's no good. Good, the minigas were samech on the first day. But he says clearly pasteurized wine is no good. Now, but legabi yayin neser, stam yenom, Sehir Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it will not help. He says he saw many people was samech that there was pasteurized, so Mamela Philagoy touches and he says, Chas v'sholem, the sheer of pasteurization is not sufficient for stam yenom. Now, I think they bring down a machlokes between Rav Moshe, the Salem Arav, Zecheinim Levroche, to what temperature does the wine have to be in order that it should be called Yayin Mevushel, that one does not have to be afraid of Maga Akum, of Maga Mechalo Shabbos? How hot does it have to be? There's two shuvahs of Rav Moshe. One shuvah, he says, 165 is sufficient. Another shuvah, he says, 175. And with this, perhaps you could get away with pasteurization, according to Rav Moshe. I think pasteurization is 160, I think. So, but the Tzelem HaRav said if you're selling Yayin Mevushel, it has to be 190. So there's Al Kaponim, we have him, the Rabbi Eliashiv, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that pasteurization, the Tzelem HaRav, we have three Paiskim that held that pasteurization is not sufficient to be matered for that, there's no problem of stam yenam. Again, here he brings down that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that it is good for Kiddush, but Rabbi Yashiv says, Klal, it's not good for Kiddush. That I saw in Ashrei Ha'ish. How they come up with the numbers, I'll tell you. There's a shach in Yeridaya that says that if it was and it's bashel a little bit, as long as it was bashel a little bit, it's sufficient for stam yeinam. So Rav Moshe says that nisbashel means yatzei ledes. It does not necessarily mean to bubble. It means yatzei ledes. In yatzei ledes, so Lagabi Shabbos, he holds 160. One Kuvi says 165, 175. But he says as long as it's yatzei ledes, this is sufficient. That's the makor of Rav Moshe. That's called nisbashel. I don't know. Could be. Could be it's called Bishel. Could be it's called Bishel. Marshal Bechalov. What? No, yeah, but you need the different shiurim of Yatzil Ladis. He says 165 or 175. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he says something very interesting. The Shach says that the reason that a small amount of Bishel is enough to make it Samyeni, because through the Bishel, it becomes Gorua, it becomes, it's not so Choshev. So he tainis that a normal bishul, when you start cooking wine, the alcohol content leaves. That's what the bishul accomplishes. And that alone makes the wine a yayin garua. He says, by pasteurization, everything is in pipes. Nothing leaves. It doesn't leave. Whatever the alcohol content, which is in the wine, remains there. Nothing leaves it. So therefore, he holds that pasteurization is not sufficient. But in Tam Yenam they are, but it doesn't have the Shemus Lagabi Nisuch. I mean, Lagabi other halachas, it loses its the Shemus of Yayin. It's Yayin. It is Yayin, but it loses the Cheshivus of Yayin, and therefore, because of the loss of alcohol, and therefore, it's not royal in Nisuch, and that's why they were makel over there. L'kaddish olav, the minig is that we are mekaddish b'yayin mevushel. Valkein mutter levashel atzmukim. If you want to make raisin wine, you can cook the raisins, and the cooking process will extract from the raisins the tam of the raisins. Lasanein hayayin, and then after you cook it, it seems the raisins disintegrate. Then you could serve the raisin wine. Lekadosh olav. V'yesh machmurim leinikra yayin ad sheyeh toseh shloisha yomim acha bishul atzmukim. That after it was cooked, you have to wait 3 days for it to ferment, and then it gets a shame yayin. She'enei toiv. So you, if the other wine is not as good as the yain mevushel, the minig is you use yain mevushel. The im heim shavim, if it is equal, yeshlochus ledas hayeshaimrim, shemachmirim bezeh shaloi lekadesh. Why should one take a chance? There are the zashitis yeshaimim that is posel lekiddish. So memele, so if the yain mevushel tastes better, so that overweighs to be chayish for the shitis hayeshaimrim. But if it doesn't taste better, they're equal, so then one should be chayish for the yeshayman. That's in your kiddush. In your broche, kvar nivsak leel bepshitis, v'simen reish beis, if alav demavochen olav, v'yre pri agofen. Siv tet. Bimikoyim she'ein yayin motzoi. A place that there is not, it is difficult to acquire wine. Yesh oimrim, so it's difficult to acquire wine. So yesh oimrim, others hold, and we're speaking about Kiddush HaLaila. Shemikatsim al Sheikho, Usho Mashkim, you can be Mikadish on beer, and other Mashkin, Chutz minamayim, besides water, and this chutz is lav dafke water, it means all other what? Oh, so now what is called Chamar Medina, we'll see Shnapch is called Chamar Medina, liquor is called Chamar Medina. Now others hold that tea and coffee is called Chamar Medina. The Piskechumis brings down a shaila if you need and to add in the tea and the coffee sugar, that he does hold. You need sugar to make it Chamar Medina. Without sugar, it doesn't, it's not a choshev mashke. You need sugar to taste good. He wants to say you have to add milk also. Others say you don't need milk, but it seems there's a common consensus that you need sugar in order to make it Chamar Medina. And then he also brings down, if you have pure orange juice or apple juice that is not made out of a concentrate. Concentrate is water. It's water with concentrate. That's not a Chamar Medina, but a pure juice, and a citrus juice or apple juice, other, so this is a Chamar Medina. And I think we once mentioned that Rav Moshe says the guidelines of Chamar Medina is that you offer this drink to someone when he's not thirsty. You're giving it to him l'shem kavod. You want to be mechabed him with something. So memela mesamen in England, they mechabed with a tea or with a coffee, or in France you mechabed mamish with wine. But these are the qualifications. Soda, he says, is nothing. That everyone agrees. Soda is nothing. What? Soda seems, they assume soda is water. If you're hot and thirsty, soda is a cold soda is very good. But stamazoi, they hold, if you're not thirsty, and thus a coffee will be served. Even though there's no need to keep you up, there's no, you're drinking it. L'shem, this is a cover. This is my chasness. What? Yeah. Okay, but I'll cop on him. Yeah, so these are the... So now we're speaking, it's all like this. We're speaking about yayin is not motzi. So others say that beer is good. Osha mashkin, which we mentioned. Chutz min amayim. V'yesh oimrim she'ein mekatchin. There's a mechudish tikka orach ha'shulchan that wants to say milk is, because milk is mishaker. Milk is, we learned from Sisra that he was given milk and it did a good job. I'll come upon him. That's odd, but that's sad in Orach HaShulchan that milk also is considered a Chamar Medina. I think the Mishabura does not like this. But I'll come upon him. There's such a tzad. V'yesh oimrim. Okay, so now the first day you hold, you can use chamar medina if there's no wine available. V'yesh oimrim she'ein mekadshim. You cannot be mekadish with chamar medina, either wine or nothing. This is the second day. We have been now 2 days. Ulaha Rosh, and the Rosh made up Shorim. He said like this. Balayla lo yekadish ala sheikha. At night, he shouldn't be mekadish ala sheikha. El ala pas, he should make kiddish al pas. Uva boiker, yoyser toiv lekadish ala sheikha. That means in the morning, wine is not motzui. So it is preferable to make kiddush on beer, sheyivorech olav shahakel, koydem birchas hamotzi. What is the maila of sheikha over pas, shim yivorech ala pas chilem, ein kan shum shinui. We do not recognize the kiddush. That means, but we don't see the Kiddush. With beer or Chamar Medina, we see the Kiddush. So therefore, it is preferable to make, if you don't have wine, to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, not on the pas. V'divrei tam hein, and this is, so the Machabo says, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shemekatshim al sheikha vidavke, the whole mile of beer is bemokim da'avi chamar medina. Da'ainu she'ein yayin motzui b'chol ha'ir v'ashona hazu. The first day that said you can make kiddush on chamar medina, that is when the wine is not available. V'ikir sh'tiyosen umi sheikha u'shar mashkin. V'im yeshom yayin elo shohu b'yoyka. But what is, if there is wine available, but it's expensive, mikri motzui, so then it's called this wine. V'im ein, yeah, so b'mele, then forget about it. Then you can, then I feel according to the first day, you can't use Chamar Medina at night. There's wine to be, that could be purchased. It's expenses. Then you cannot use Chamar Medina at night. V'im ein yein Yisrael motzui, but what if you don't find kosher wine? Av opi sheyein einem Yehudi motzui, lemukri motzui al yedeiz, this is not called yayin motzui. What's out of you can go to Pathmark and get wine, but that's not kosher wine. Usha moshkin, chus min amayim. The chol of v'shemen, so here the Mishabur says, quote, the milk is no good, ain't a bechwalze, ain't a chamar medine, the ain't regilim lishtoise lamashkin. Umash a chos of chus min amayim, that means there's other beverages which are not good. Zatzalayim ha'av im shtiyas kol mokim bohu rak mayim. That is all, that's the only beverage that is drunk. Zalachi ha'in dine likoysech ma'amadin ha'idei zem. Boidish yayin seruf shnabs likar ayin likamon. Chutz min amayim. Ayin likamon besimarei sadik vov. Bamashe kosav nushom b'mishne burure. And there he says, that Bosch is not Hamal Medinem. Ulo HaRosh, now the Rosh made a pshorim. Gam HaRosh Svirileike Yesh Oimrim HaRishen. He also holds Meiker HaDin, you can make Kiddush and Hamal Medina Balailo. Elo. Even Shabbos, Bolet, Tzorech, Sude, Shabbos, since the pass it comes for Sude, Shabbos, Choshev, Tzvei, Mishaych, Olekadosh, by Belayla. This overweighs beer. So, Memela, that's why the Rosh said, even though Meiker Adin, Sheikha is kosher, but one should not be Mekadosh and Sheikha. He should use pas, because he can suit his pas. Uledine, yesh li zoy lechatkhila shloy lekadosh belayla al shum mashkel. Chutz min hayayin loy pas, imen yayin biyel. Uchdu lekamei. The harbe gedole arishoyne machmurim shein eine yoytu bezei yedei kiddush means even though the Rosh does hold that it's kosher, but there's many rishoynim that hold that it is kosher. The gamma mechabo leichir bezei laloch and the mechabo brought down to deis. Yeshoyimim shemekadshim al ha-sheicha and others say you're not mekadish al ha-sheicha. Alapas. So the Rosh said that at night you should mekadosh alapas, meniach yod of olov ad gemara kiddush. You put your hands on the pas by the whole kiddush. Kmoishe kosav simen tov bei gimel. Vatam the chamoishe tzorich lecha is biyodei hakoishel kiddush. Just like when you mekadosh al yain, you have to hold the kois. Karsoich lech is a pas for yodei kshemekadesh ala pas. Toiv lekadesh, now the Mishabrura before God holds, he said a seder that when you make kiddush ala pas, you should hold your hands over the chaladekel till Yemashishi, Vechulu. Then when it comes to the mighty, you should take off the chaladekel, you should lift up the chaz bocha to Hashem, and then you put back the chaladekel, and you put your hands over the chaladekel, and you say, Baruch Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's one reason. There's another reason altogether. The Brisina Rav holds it's better to make the whole Kiddush with your hands underneath the chaladekel. That means the chaladekel is covering the chalas, and you stick your hands underneath the chaladekel, and you're holding the chalas. He holds this is more mehudadik. So it's always covered. One. For kiddush ala pas. He says the whole kiddush should be in that oifen. The pas should be covered. Al tzeicha lemon. And I should hold the chalas the whole time. From the top, underneath the chaladekel. That's what he holds. He brings Breiskim that hold like that. Yeah, Tov Lekadosh. Tov Lekadosh, Hainu, but by day, it is preferable to be Mekadosh and Chama Medina. The Bezel Yosef Tov me ala pas, the Moshe Meforish Atam, because it is not nickel that you're making Kiddush on the pas. Avol Yayin b'mokim shumotui, vade yivorich olov afilu b'yoyim, to the Mucha v'sim reish peitesiv beis. If you have wine, forget about it. You should zicher use wine. Omikom, okay. V'medina seinu, now he brings a minig, shahayayin biyoyker. Yain is very expensive. V'roiv shtiyas ha-medina u'mishar mashkin. People don't drink wine readily, it's very expensive. Lo'inogu afilu ha-gedolim lahada acha yayin bayoyim. The gedolim did not make kiddush bayoyim. Shakidish lilak me the banner lakul alme, the same him atzmon al dilre amekilim beze, and the gdolim were makel, and by yom they made kiddush and chama medune. To make Kiddush on wine, that's the best thing. There were G'dolim, G'dolei Yisrael, the Marshal, the Bach, that made Kiddush by day and Chama Medina. That is, so he says the reason was because it was very expensive. I saw the Chashulchan says another reason. He says like this. Where the Rosh lived, where the Tur lived, this was in Spain or Italy, there was, in France, there was a multitude of wine. There was wine. So, Mamela, Lechatchila, you should make on wine. He says, in Europe, where he was, forget about it. He says like this. What we have is either raisin wine, which is many shilas. He says, no, he had problems with, we mentioned yesterday, the shulchan, the Gemara says you have to be able to squeeze out from the raisins. We can't do it. He said, but he says, we make Kiddush on the raisin wine. No, we don't have anything better. That's at night. To use the imported wine, because there was no wine factories where they lived, he says, who knows how falaslach the hechsher is. So, Bamela, at night, the only eitzah was raisin wine. That was all, and they did that. What should they do? That's wine. Wine is better than pas. So it's also wine. So they were saying, but in the morning already, they used Chama Medina. That is why he said that was the reason, not because it was expensive. He says because there was no wine taka. The wine they didn't rely on the Hecherim, and the raisin wine also wasn't too muhudadik. So they were selling on the sheetim. Agavulchim, when we said before, it's preferable Chama Medina over pots in the morning because it's not nikel. But the Chashulchan says, if you don't have Chama Medina, you can make Kiddush on the pots. And where do you see the Kiddush? He says, you have Lechem Mishneh and you Machaven L'Shem Kiddush. That is Kiddush. That's the Kiddush. There's no Nusach. You want to say Mishamo, but the Mishamo is not Makib. He says, that goof is that you have Lechem Mishneh and your Machaven L'Shem Kiddush gives you the same Kiddush. So Namshad is, if I don't have Chama Medina, I'm eating without Kiddush. No, you're making Kiddush on Pas. But it's preferable to make Kiddush and Chama Medina over Pas because Chama Medina is Nikel. Now, Al Sheikho, Vimchabim lo Yayin Sorov, if he likes schnapps, Yochel Kadishalov, Bayim Lechatrilla, Vimdina Seinu Shulchamar Medina. Ach Sheyizoyim, but if you're making Kiddush and schnapps, Likach Kois Mazdik Rebiyas, he has to take a Kois that's holding a Rebiyas. Velishtos Mimeno Malay Lugmav Shul Raim Rebiyas. That's what he should do. Oi, Bishas, Atrash, and Yochel, Lusta is Kimeloy Lugmov, Vaila Yayin Ushar Mashkin, Afilushti is Kolamisubri Mitzavim Lamola Lugmov. We had such a shita that you could be mitzarev the shtiyah of all the mesubim to make a malay lugmov. So he says, preferably with this up at the event, but you need a malay lugmov, he said. If you don't have a malay lugmov, so the last eight is, you should use the tziruf of the mesubim. I'd like to mention one thing. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the Marsham. The Marsham brings down that the G'dolei HaAdmorim used to make Kiddush on schnapps in a small schnapps glazel, and they didn't even drink. They didn't drink a Malay Lugmo, and the Schnapps Glazel did not hold a Malay Lugmo. Fine. And the Sanza Rebbe, the Ramshitsa Rebbe, the Lublina Rebbe, that he brings down that they used to make Kiddush and Schnapps in the morning. I think he brings from the Sanza Rebbe made in Shul Kiddush and Schnapps. When home, he made Kiddush and wine. But I'll come by the Suda. But I'll come upon him, the Makayel of Kiddush and Schnapps, or the Schnapps Glazel, the Makayel starts from the Marsham. The Shals and Shubis Marsham. The Biscuit Shubis brings down that Lechayre. It is totally in a machloikis, the Taz and the Mogin Avrom. The Taz and Simon Reish Yud says, the Mechaber says, in order to make a brocha achroine, you have to drink a revius of mashke. Then you make a brocha achroine. Look, the Taz, because less than a revius of mashke, there's no yisure daite, need a revius. And the Samota goes on, see, you need a revius. But by Schnapps, that even a small amount is the Yisubei Daitem, so the Taz holds La Locha, you drink a small amount of Schnapps, you make a Brocha Choynem, a Burn of Horses. That's the Taz. Those who make Kiddush, the Bogan Avrom, and Simon Kum Tzadik, is Chaylik on him. He says, someone says that you make a Burn of Horses on a small amount of Schnapps, and he disagrees vehemently, and he says, Chazal did not differentiate this and this. You'll start taking by food also. This food is very filling. Chazal said, the shir of a brocha choyne is a kezayis by macholim, a revius by mashkois, and that's it. So it's a machloikis, the Mogen Avrom and the Taz. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, those who are makel and make kiddush on a small schnapps glazel, al kochos they say mechan the taz. But lechere, you have to be consistent. If you say mechan the taz, lechere, you should make a bracha also according to the taz. I don't know. No. No. Agaburcha, they bring down Rav Yankov once and they have wine in the house. So he took a revius of schnapps, and he made kiddush, and he drank him a loy lugmov. I don't know if he passed in shilas afterwards, but I'll compone him. That's maiserav. That's what he did. He did like the Mishnah Berurah. And okay. By day, by day, by day.